Welcome to Grand Rapids Daily. We need to start today with an urgent severe weather alert.
Right. If you have outdoor plans this weekend, you need to hear this.
Friday is going to be warm. We're looking at a high around 87 degrees with just a few clouds. But things change fast. By Saturday afternoon, a severe weather alert takes effect for the area.
At 3 p.m. on Saturday, we are expecting a 75% chance of rain, and temperatures are going to plummet down to 65 degrees. That is a sharp 20-degree drop in a very short window.
So if you are organizing a cookout or heading out to a local event, plan to move it indoors by mid-afternoon tomorrow. The conditions are going to be wet and noticeably colder.
We will keep an eye on how that system develops. For now, let us get into the news.
A massive multi-agency search is underway in Barry County right now. A 16-year-old boy went missing in Gun Lake, right near Orangeville Island.
Witnesses reported seeing the teenager go under the water, and he simply did not emerge. That triggered an immediate, large-scale emergency response.
You look at the agencies involved here, and it shows how complex inland water recoveries are. They brought in the Michigan State Police, the Barry County Sheriff's Office, the Orangeville Township Fire Department, and Great Lakes Rescue.
They are throwing every piece of technology they have at this. Search crews are out on boats, they have drones in the air scanning the surface, and they are using underwater sonar to map the lake bed.
The sonar is crucial. Gun Lake has a lot of variable depth and underwater vegetation, especially around Orangeville Island. It makes visibility incredibly poor for dive teams.
That visibility issue forced them to halt the search late last night. They kept going past midnight, but eventually the darkness makes it too dangerous for the public safety divers to stay in the water.
They resumed operations first thing the following morning. It is a grueling process for the crews, and obviously an agonizing wait for the family.
Coordinating four different agencies on the water is a logistical challenge in itself. You have fire departments handling surface support, state police bringing in specialized marine units, and rescue groups operating the sonar equipment.
And the currents around the island can complicate where the sonar needs to be deployed. They have to grid out the entire area where he was last seen and systematically rule out sections of the lake.
We will continue tracking this story as the search operations progress. It is a stark reminder of how quickly conditions on our local lakes can turn dangerous. Shifting gears, the Land Conservancy of West Michigan is hitting a major milestone. They are celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. To mark the occasion, they are hosting a guided paddle on the Pere Marquette River on Saturday, August 29th. It is the third and final event in their outdoor Explorathon series.
The route they chose is fantastic. Paddlers are going to launch from the Bowman Bridge River access near Baldwin. It is a 3.5-hour trip down the river.
Right, and they are doing a midpoint stop at Rainbow Rapids. They have a picnic lunch and an anniversary celebration planned there before finishing the route.
The Pere Marquette is the perfect backstop for this. It is Michigan's longest free-flowing undammed river. It is also widely recognized as a blue ribbon trout stream.
And the Conservancy has done a lot of work to keep it that way. Over the years, they have protected 28 specific parcels of land along the Pere Marquette. That adds up to about 19.5 miles of protected river frontage. When you think about how development encroaches on waterways, securing nearly 20 miles of continuous habitat is a big achievement. Their footprint goes way beyond this one river, too. Across 8 counties in West Michigan, the organization protects 165 different properties,
which totals more than 13,000 acres of protected natural ecosystems. Securing conservation easements takes years of negotiation with private landowners and local governments.
It is a slow, methodical process. You're trying to convince property owners to legally restrict future development on their land in perpetuity. Doing that successfully across 13,000 acres over 5 decades requires a lot of trust in the community.
If you want to join the paddle on the 29th, you can find registration details through the Conservancy. It should be a great way to see exactly what that 50 years of work has preserved.
All right. Let's hit a few more local stories real quick before we go.
Sounds good.
If you are getting the kids ready for the new academic year, WZZM 13 recently highlighted a bunch of regional back-to-school events on their Tanner's To-Do List segment. Local churches and community organizations are hosting late summer bashes all over Grand Rapids. A lot of them are handing out free backpacks and school supplies to help lower-income households bridge the financial gap. The lists of required supplies just keep getting longer and more expensive, so these grassroots supply drives are crucial for a lot of families right now. Twin Lakes Nursery is making a push to highlight its comprehensive landscape design and build services for commercial and residential properties in the area. They have been operating in Grand Rapids since 1938. What they are emphasizing now is moving away from piecemeal yard maintenance and focusing on integrated site planning, like coordinating grading, soil conditions, and drainage. With the kind of heavy rain we get, having a landscape architecture plan that actually accounts for local drainage requirements is a big deal for long-term property value.
That is going to do it for us today.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember to watch out for that weather on Saturday afternoon.
Stay dry out there. We will be back in your feed on Monday with more local news.